Loren, we've got a touching story right now out of the Maritimes.
Yeah, a Nova Scotia man could soon receive thousands of birthday greetings in the mail, all because of a tweet made by his daughter. Miriam Dunn taking to Twitter Tuesday to say, "Attention, friends, since mom died this past spring, my 92-year-old dad waits for mail every day, listens for the squeak of the mail slot opening. His birthday is October. Please mail a note, card, picture, map, or story to Gerard Dunn. Thank you." Well, it seems Canada heard that message and then some. Miriam Dunn is on the phone from Nova Scotia and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, Canada heard, and Australia and Scotland and Ireland. It's quite amazing.
Well, tell us a bit about your dad. What made you do that? Has he been feeling a little lonely since your mom passed? And how long were they married?
Oh, they were married, I think it was 65 years. And naturally, he'd be lonely. She was the center of his world, really. They were just like, still courting teens, honeymooners. She was just absolutely amazing, and he loved her dearly. So we have kind of a large family, but most of the family lives away. And we were, trying to keep him happy by sending cards and pictures or newspaper clippings or little things in the mail that he'd have to open. And I thought, I could use a little help here. Maybe I'll ask a few friends on Twitter to send him something. And then certainly I had no expectation that it would go viral like this.
How much mail has come in so far? Like, I'm picturing like this big pile where the mail can't even make it through the slot. Is that the case?
Well, I only made the post Monday evening. So the soonest any mail could arrive, if it were, mailed immediately, would be today. And the mail deliverer will be around this afternoon. So I don't know yet, but, there's been like 10,000 people say they're going to mail something. So if half of those people actually did, you're looking at an incredible amount of mail. Not something, you can stand up on the coffee table and display. So I called the post office this morning to let them know. And they were kind of like, they didn't say this exactly, but basically the message was, that's what we do for a living. Don't worry about it. I was like, yeah, we got mail, And I'm like, okay, if you say so.
Is this going to be a surprise to your dad, Miriam, or have you given him a heads up that this is coming, or do you want him to be shocked by what's going to come this morning and for the rest of the week, hopefully?
That's a good question, because I was going to leave it as a surprise, and then I thought that would just totally confuse him. So I told him about it, and I said, "So, Dad, there's a lot of mail going to come," and he thought that was beautiful, and I said, "No, I didn't put it on Facebook." "Oh, well, you might as well put it on Facebook," he said. but I don't really think he understands just how much is coming. But last night, he went on, I showed him my Twitter feed, and he started reading through all the comments, and the messages to him, and the comments, I posted a video of him playing the piano, and he got pretty teary-eyed. He got, he's a real softy anyway, but he started to really kind of understand, oh my gosh, like this is pretty big, and he is a very loving person and accepts love so easily, so like he was really feeling the love, what I'm saying? So he sees this as an honor to mom, actually, as a recognition of her life. He totally sees this as something that's for her, honoring her.
Miriam, I know from experience that elderly people, once they get to a certain age and stage in their life, mark their days by certain events. I used to deliver milk once upon a time, and part of my day on Mondays was to go to a senior citizen's home. And if you were 5 minutes late, they would let you know, because they are setting their watch by when you come and when the mailman comes and when the garbage collection is supposed to take place. These are the things, these are the ways that people, when you get to a certain stage in your life, mark their day.
Yeah, I think you're right, because, there's no unpredictability. There's not much spontaneity. And I know, for the mail to be coming, I've had a number of people respond saying how their own father or their grandfather, you know, just looks forward to the mail every day. Or, and I've had a number of mail deliverers say that they understand this experience, you know, when they deliver mail themselves, how important it is. There'll be people waiting at the door, you know, for them to arrive. So I think, you know, I think what made this go viral, the part that really caught people was that I said that he waits for the sound of the squeak of the mail slot opening, right? And I think that kind of made people kind of visualize that, you know, really understand how that is to anticipate, you know, something coming for you. And, you know, and a lot of people, all they're getting is flyers, and they still anticipate that. So it's a beautiful thing, really, what people are doing.
Well, it's really created a movement, I think. Dare I ask you to give out the address, or should we just leave it with the 10,000 letters that could be coming this morning?
Do you know, I thought, you can't edit. You can't edit your posts on Twitter. Otherwise, I would switch it to my address, to be honest. But I could give my address, maybe, and I just live down the road. Maybe some of the, well, no. Do you know what? I'll give you the
I think that's fair. You know what? He's going to be so pleased with whatever comes, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot.
Except for the chocolates. The chocolates, I'll give my address.
Well, Mary.
Well, listen, this is another amazing aspect. If people sending gifts, and really want to personalize the gift. So at first I was like, well, he likes golf and he likes jazz music and, you know, pretty general. But now I'm like, colorful duct tape, cozy socks, you know. It's like, my goodness. So there's people sending handmade chocolates from Scotland and sending whiskey and handmade cookies. And today I'm just looking at the Twitter feed now. It hasn't stopped. I mean, it's incredible. Pictures of school children sending him letters. And I just got a picture of a classroom listening to his music video, a music class listening to his music video. And it's just extraordinary. It's just extraordinary. So, yes, anyway, I will give you the address.
Okay.
All right, let her rip.
All right, it's Gerard Dunn, 96 Summerhill Avenue, Sydney, Nova Scotia, which I didn't think to put in my tweet, is Canada. and I didn't think I needed that. The postal code is B1R2L4.
And was that B like Bravo?
Bravo 1 Richter. I don't know what the R is.
Okay. So anybody listening right now that wants us to send you, wants that address, if you didn't catch it, just shoot us an email, brett@cjob.com, gmack@cjob.com, or mcnabb@cjob.com, and we'll get you that address. Miriam Dunn, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for sharing this wonderful story. What an amazing tribute to, your parents, really. This is extraordinary.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you this morning.